Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
First of all, our plan today was obviously also to talk about what happened on this day 24 years ago, which horrific day in our nation's history. That is even an understatement.
You know, in some ways, I wish we were talking about 9/11 because, I mean, we will, but I wish that was the focus because I think it's good that we don't forget what happened. I don't think we ever would have. I don't think we needed a catchphrase. Never forget, because for those of us who...
Well, unfortunately, through time, though, we do know that after time goes on, people do.
Next generations, they won't know. So it's important to talk about this stuff. I wish that was the case, but instead, I think it was our tentative plan. We're going to play some audio here about 9/11 and think back.
And we will. And sure. We will still remember this day because it was a day, one of the darkest days ever in most people's lives that are listening to us right now. And, all I can say is, and I've thought of this every year since that day, and that is that coming in that it was a beautiful Tuesday morning that day. And I've often thought when I look back that morning, many, many thousands of people went to work or traveled or got on a plane, and they didn't realize that was their last day alive. And yesterday, Charlie Kirk going to Utah for a college event, I'm sure he didn't expect that was going to be his last day alive. And so one thing that I try to always remember is that every day is a gift, and we don't know when our time is to come at the hands of terrorists or a car accident or some person who is just evil. And in this case of what happened yesterday, it was profoundly sad when we got the news. And we work in a business where people have opinions, and you may not like someone's opinion. We try to be always, at least in our show, we always try to be very respectful if you disagree.
If you're not looking for respect, you probably won't hear it, but it's there. Some people don't want to hear it.
I'm trying to stay. I'm not looking at the glass half empty. We try every day.
It's the goal.
Unfortunately, some people can't deal with an opposing opinion. And if you can be respectful with each other, we can learn from each other. And one thing I will say, Charlie Kirk, it took a lot of guts to go out in public and do what he did. And he didn't back down from his opinions. And he, I think, in many times had a sense of humor, sometimes even with people he disagreed with. He could disagree vehemently and still be respectful. But we live in a time where the rhetoric and the ugliness and the division and the partisanship, it can get really scary. So for him to be out and about with thousands of people around, I heard that university only had 6 police officers to assist with that event. Now, he had his own security as well.
Yeah.
But they still do not have a suspect in custody. And there's been, some confusion. And the FBI director himself at first had said someone was in custody, thanking law enforcement. And then a follow-up where that person apprehended was not the person they are looking for. Now, many times they don't tell us everything.
Sure.
So hopefully they have leads on who this person is. But what I was really disappointed in, first of all, I thought the vast majority of people, I'm on social media. I am myself a liberal. I'm a Democrat. I have friends that are Republican. I have friends that are MAGA. I have friends who are independent and liberal as well. I thought the vast majority of people were shocked and saddened by what had happened. There were a few who said outrageous things. I will say I was very disappointed in the president's comments after this had happened, because what we need is for people to come together, not to amp up the anger out there. So I was a bit disappointed by that. But I know a lot of people, and yourself one of them, Jason, who immediately went to social media to give your thoughts and obviously be disgusted by what had happened, and this isn't, you know, appropriate, and, you know, completely shocked and saddened by what had happened. And yet, in the comments, there's always a few. So, unfortunately, last night, I almost wanted to just block a bunch of people. And I'm talking people from both sides, because I had a few who were, well, he said blah, 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 as if that means anyone should be gunned down like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And then on the other side, I had friends who were blaming all Democrats, blaming liberals. This is war. We're going to go after them. And all I thought was, you know what? I am not. If people want to vent, I get it. People are angry. They're upset. Vent away. But it was really hard to have a really just empathetic reaction without somebody having to come in. But no buts about it.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible. This is the world that we live in, folks, and I don't see it getting any better. And especially when I saw some of the reactions that were commented, and very different reactions, and you would have forgotten about the representative who was gunned down with her husband. Was that Minnesota, right? And another one that was shot and luckily survived. This has been happening. Right or left. And there's no place for it. It's ugly. It's horrible. And is it going to get better? I don't know. some of the comments I made from people on television, talking heads, you know, the opinions, ramping it up. Ugh, it's so sad. So the saddest thing of all is he is gone. His kids, who are extremely small, what, 1 and 3 years old, and a wife, don't have daddy or their husband. It's just I don't know what else to say except I don't know what else to say, I guess. Yeah. I'm at a point where I'm just it's stunning. And I wish that we could come together. 9/11 brought, as horrible and dark as that day and the ensuing days and months after, as bad as it was, people worked together and didn't care. Are you on the left? Are you on the right? People were brought together and tried to get together to help as one. Will we ever have people coming together again? Certainly, I hope never at the expense of, you know, some terror attack, but
I found myself yesterday with my father. I think I just got sick of just debating politics for no other reason than because, I don't know, he saw something. And we're not fighting, we're just debating. And this is the constant mode a lot of people are in. And I was looking at some of my Facebook feed yesterday, and there was like, you know, there's a person I used to talk to. Don't talk to anymore. There's a person. I found all these people. And all I kept thinking is like, why don't we talk? I think because it's like this toxic climate of I have to be right. You know, and if you're not right, you're not just wrong, you're the enemy. And I saw that in some posts yesterday, and it's really gross because just people I've known for years who are just so aggressive about after this. When I see this story and I'm just like, what is going on here? The reason I went right to Facebook with what I wrote, one of my biggest pet peeves that comes with this job, and there's a handful, one of the biggest ones I have is when someone goes, I know how you feel. I know what your position. I know where you stand. No, you don't. Have you asked me? No. I wanted to put it out there that like I didn't always agree with him. There were a couple times, surprisingly, I agreed. I was like, oh, how about that? I agree with Charlie Kirk. Good. But what he did was he went out there and said, hey, OK, you can disagree with me, but I'm going to challenge you on that to prove why you're right. And it was this is arrogant the right? Is arrogant, cocky. He was very good at trying to sell his position to people. And he presented things, I think, in a way that made a lot of people who disagreed with him think, this guy's an idiot. I could out debate him. But no, he was very good at what he did. So he suckered a lot of people. And I think him on in a debate, they could never win against him because it's what he did for a living. Well, he was very good.
I've seen some of them, though, where he kind of came up short and he actually gave props to the other
That would happen
once in a while.
You know, of course, the things that will now live on forever are some of the more inflammatory things, the things he said that were really over the top, the quotes about not having empathy or about the Second Amendment. It's like, you know, people are using that as like, yeah, this is what happens.
And
like,
that is what is so just absolutely disgusting about it, because you know, people on the left who, and the vast majority of them, are in no way, you know, supporting anything like this. But you will see the ones, again, it's the but, you know, well, he did say this, so, and I'm like, wait a minute, you didn't agree with it. But that doesn't mean that someone should get killed.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.